Dave Ramsey is on the front cover of the June 2017 edition of Success Magazine. Dave Ramsey is also my guest on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today. For 25 years, he has been helping people to live life more productively and fruitfully. How does he do it? Dave teaches people about how to handle money. He does so through his national radio broadcasts, through numerous best-selling books, Financial Peace University, resources, conferences, podcasts, and so much more. Dave is a guy that tells it like it is, and I love what Success Magazine says about Dave Ramsey. Quote, he makes people want to live better, more disciplined lives. Yes, and that's what I'm talking about, friend. Friends, I want all of us today to get ready for 22 minutes of leadership that is coming your way.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and is influencing the country with strong biblical convictions. And he believes that people can change the world. With his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
I am fired up about talking today with one of the greatest leaders in America, Dave Ramsey. Dave, I am a fan, and I want to welcome you to Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today.
Well, I'm honored to be with you. I'm a fan as well of yours, brother, so we'll just have a mutual admiration society here.
It would be a small party. We better be careful. Thank you. Hey, Dave, you know, the other day I was in Washington, D.C. For a few days, and on Friday morning, waiting for my flight home, my wife and I, Gina, were walking through a store, and right there in front of my eyes, Success Magazine had you, Dave Ramsey, on their cover. And since you're on the cover of Success Magazine, I think this is a superb place to begin. How do you, Dave Ramsey, define success?
You know, that's one of those great interview questions, philosophical debate questions. And you know, I'm not positive. I know what it's not. I know it's not a pile of stuff, although I'm not against you having some nice stuff. I've got some nice stuff. But I know it's not that, because I have never seen a Ryder truck following a hearse. And so I think these days, I'm getting old, I think these days success is about legacy.
Legacy,
whether it's in your business, you know, if we're talking about leadership in business or leadership in an organization like your church, what's your legacy? Where there is no succession, there is no success, John Maxwell says. And so that's one thing. But what's the legacy? I mean, I've got my fourth grandbaby will be here shortly. And, you know, what's the spiritual legacy of that? Are they going to really know their Papa Dave? Are they really going to know he loves Jesus? Are they really going to see the way he walks with his God? You know, I think that's legacy.
Yes, that's great, Dave. You know, Gina and I had the blessing of having seven grandchildren. And, you know, there's nothing like it. And to know that God has given us the privilege to not just shape our children, but even our grandchildren, and preferably one day even beyond that if the Lord leaves us on this earth. So thank you for your word about legacy. Dave, I have to ask you, because you are so passionate about helping people about their finances and with their finances. Why are you so passionate about this in your life?
Oftentimes where you mess up in your life becomes your ministry.
That's right.
And so that's why we're passionate about it. Was I went broke in my 20s. I was stupid. And I was a brand new Christian. I just met God. I met God on the way up, but I got to know him on the way down as we lost everything. You know, we went bankrupt, and, you know, foreclosed on, and the water got cut off, and the electricity got cut off, and it was awful. And I just don't want that for anybody. And I have figured out, just like you have, Pastor, that when you can figure out God's ways of doing something and you do it that way, whether it's your marriage or your kids or your business or your money, it just works.
And you know, Dave, it's pretty extraordinary. You have done this for 25 years now of helping people navigate through the challenges of finances. And don't you find in marital relationships where you hear about people breaking up or struggling, what is your research or what is your feel about the place of finances in creating marital upheaval?
Well, Jesus said your treasure is where your heart is. And so when you're not in agreement about your money, you're really not in agreement about your value system. You're not in agreement about your goals. You're not in agreement about your fears. So it's really not the money that we're fighting over. It's the power flow in the household. You know, there is several key pieces of research say the number one cause of divorce in North America today, money fights and money problems. And so when you can get people some basic tools that are married to communicate over the subject of money, you're really forcing them to communicate about life. And so I've had many thousands of people over the years now have come up to me and go, "Hey, Dave, you know, Financial Peace University saved my marriage." And I'm like, "Dude, there was no sex in that class. How do we help you? You don't understand. That was you went the wrong class. That was a money class. We're talking about mutual funds. How did it save your marriage? We're talking about getting out of debt and being on a budget. How did it save your marriage?" And then what we're figuring out is that we're forcing a couple to talk about life.
Yeah, great insight there. You know, a few weeks ago, I did a podcast day with a man named Bill Simon, who's the former president and CEO of Walmart U.S. But from your perspective, Dave, because I talked to Bill about the economy, but I'd like to know from your perspective, how do you see the economy today for businesses and for even people personally? What is your feel out here as you sense what's going on in America and in the lives of people?
You know, more than ever before, our economic system right now and our methodologies for making money for our family and financially being able to live out our dreams, more than ever before, it is a decision of the individual. It is the best time in the history of the world to start a business in North America right now. I mean, you have so many ways to get to your customers, your constituency, that are free, highly effective. I mean, when I started, Al Gore hadn't invented the internet yet. So we didn't have email, and we didn't have Twitter, and we didn't have Facebook, and we didn't have YouTube, and we didn't have all this other stuff. And so, but now, I mean, we did a Facebook thing the other day. 200,000 people watched it.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And it was free. It didn't cost us anything, didn't cost them anything. The transfer of information, the transfer of influence with the technologies that are available, walking around in your back pocket.
Amazing.
This is the best time to be alive.
Well, that's encouraging. And all of you out there that are considering a private business adventure, you've heard the pro tell you it's a good season to do it if you have the ability to do it. I'd like for you to take a couple of minutes and tell people what you do and tell people how you assist people in the realm of finances at Ramsey Solutions.
Well, we have about 600 folks on the team here, and so I could talk about it for 2 days and not cover everything that those wonderful people do. But the concept is pretty simple. It's to provide biblically based common sense education and empowerment in all walks of life, so that people can live their dreams, so that they have hope. You know, we are in the leadership space with our Entree Leadership brand, and we're certainly in the money space with our brand. We have six Ramsey personalities, of which I am one, that speaks and does television and does books and does events and so forth. We have high school curriculum in 38% of America's high schools now on money. God's ways of handling money, but it's, you know, it meets the guidelines to be legal in the public school, and it is. You know, we have a corporate product called Smart Dollar that HR people put their entire team through. And so companies like Costco are taking their whole team through and that kind of thing. And so a lot of our consumer people that know who we are, don't know that all that stuff's going on behind the scenes. We do these huge live events every year with tens of thousands of people, whether they're for leadership or whether they are for the money space. And of course, we have a publishing arm, publishing and running these books out that we do around here, and have been really blessed with that. We just had our sixth non-Dave book become a national bestseller this week.
Amazing.
And so then in addition to my books that we've done, but and so these Ramsey personalities are the next generation bringing these messages out. And of course, we got the radio show. It's 586 radio stations, which makes us the third largest talk radio show in America behind Rush and Sean. So it's just, we're just running around in circles over here. Our whole thing, though, is pretty simple. If we can show somebody God's ways of handling handling money. They might meet God in the process.
Yes.
And they're going to get their life changed on their money.
I so rejoice with you. I mean, I really do. This is just tremendous news when I was reading this week to know that you have some 12 million listeners per week on those 575 radio affiliates and all kind of digital outlets as well. I mean, man, 200,000 people the other day listening to you on Facebook Live, helping people. You know, there's something about it, isn't it, Dave? Every time you commit your life to helping people, God always seemingly shows up and gives you favor, doesn't he?
Yeah, and truthfully, you end up doing stuff that's so much smarter than you are and bigger than you are. I mean, it's a tiger. All I got to do is ride it. You know, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit just shows up and goes, okay, you're going to do this right. We're going to step in and take care of it. And all of a sudden, it's tenfold what we thought it was going to be. We're just trying to hang on. You know, helping people get out of debt's not exactly a small job. I mean, it's pretty much everybody. Me and Jenny Craig got a lot of work to do.
You are funny, man. I love it. Hey, well, I'm Ronnie Floyd interviewing the one and only Dave Ramsey. Dave, I want to go to the heart of what you tell people about money. I want you to give us a few steps, and I know you've done this hundreds of times, but I want you to give us a few steps that we need to take for each one of us to be more successful financially.
Well, I'm an evangelical Christian, which means I believe the Bible. And so when I'm looking for steps or direction in any area of my life, that's where I go for the principles. And as best I can determine, having taught this about 30 years, there's about five things with money. If you do these principles, you will see yourself win with money over time. Now, God's not in the get-rich-quick business. That doesn't happen very often. If it does happen, it's what's called a miracle, and that's why, because it's unusual. Yes. Most of the time, God's in the crockpot business, not the microwave business. So principle number one is you need to be on a budget, on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. If you manage money for a company called You Incorporated, and you manage money for You Incorporated the way you manage money for You Now, would you fire you? If you're being irresponsible, don't look up in prayer and ask God to bless your irresponsibility. He's not going to do it. Number two, get out of debt. The borrower is slave to the lender all the time. 100%. There's no caveats. It doesn't say accept student loans and second hesitations. The third one is save money. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. Save money. Well, I'm living by faith. Good. Then have the faith to believe the Bible. Mm. Wise people save money. You need to have high quality, or the fourth one, high quality relationships. Mm. Be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Mm. You become who you hang around with.
That's right.
And that affects your money. Mm. It affects wealthy people, as I've studied them and worked with them, especially godly wealthy people, are very intentional and careful about who they spend their high quality time with. And then the last one is generosity. Outrageous generosity is correlated with winning with money, because generous people are grateful people, and generous and grateful people are attractive people.
Absolutely.
They're highly attractive.
That's right.
And so God loves a cheerful giver. Don't be going out to eat on Sunday afternoon after church and not leave a tip. Don't be one of those cheapskate Christians. Mm. You know, servers don't even want to work on Sunday afternoon because cheapskate Christians.
Mm. That's great, Dave. That's so helpful. And there's something you are very convictional about. You are about all five of those, but one of those you're known for. I mean, you have been known to hate debt. You don't believe in debt, and you got on it a minute ago. But let's imagine for a moment that somebody here today who is listening is really wanting to get out of debt. They really do, or they're so overwhelmed they can't even want that. They're just overwhelmed with debt. Tell them, what are a few ways that you tell people how to eliminate debt?
You know, the biggest thing is just to get angry about it, to get intense about it, in a righteous kind of anger. Proverbs 6:1-7 says, if you've signed surety, my son, which is Old English Bible talk for gotten yourself into debt. Okay. If you've signed surety, my son, do this. Give no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. So my grandma said there's a great place to go when you're broke, to work. The second part of it says, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, a bird from the hand of the fowler. You ever seen a gazelle running from a cheetah? They're running for their life. They're not wandering along. They're not, as we say in the South, diddy-bopping along. They're running for their life. They're going for it. And that's how you get out of debt. You can wander into debt. You can't wander out. It requires extreme levels of passionate intentionality. And that means you're selling so much stuff, the kids think they're next. The dog's on eBay and the cat's on Craigslist, baby. We are rolling. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, as my friend Les Brown says, when people finally say, I've had it, that's when they get out. And then we teach them the debt snowball, where you list your debts, smallest to largest, pay minimum payments on everything but the little one, attack the little one with a vengeance. When that smallest one is gone, attack the next one down. When that one's gone, attack the next one down. And what will happen is you start to go, I can do this.
That's right.
So when you start to have some wins, boy, your hope factor lights up, because I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, baby. It's not an oncoming train. We got this. We can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm getting there. We're doing this. Mm. And when you get like that, when you get that thing going in your voice and it's visceral because your spirit has shifted, that's when you'll get out of debt.
Dave, that is outstanding. Thank you for being so convictional. And you know, Dave, we have all kind of people that listen to this podcast, from business to education, entertainment, sports, all kind of folks. Now we also have church leadership. We have a lot of pastor types and church leaders that are lay people in their churches. And they listen to this. And I want to really go to the church for a moment, because churches are in desperate need for assistance relating to this financially. And so with that, you see all kind of churches today in action. But I want to ask you this question. What do churches need to practice, from what you've witnessed, to simply be wise financially?
Ronnie, I went broke because I went to college and got a degree in finance, and I went to the seminars in the real estate business and learned what they had to say about borrowing money to buy real estate, and I borrowed too much and I went broke because I built a house of cards. And so at the end of that, I said, okay, this Jesus stuff is real. Then we're going to use the Bible as our guide, because it's the truth. And to the extent any of the other training I've had academically doesn't line up with that, I'm going to assume the academic training is wrong, not God.
Mm.
And we have a lot of well-meaning, and I've been one of them, business guys who are very smart. And a lot of times they end up on the church board, mm-hmm. or the church deacon's board, or the elders board, or whatever. And you know what? They bring their best to the table, and it's the world's ways of doing things sometimes.
Mm.
Instead of saying, hey, this, by the way, is God's house, it's his bride, and so we're going to handle the money here God's ways. And so we're going to get out of debt and stay out of debt. We're going to be on a plan. We're going to be outrageously generous. We're going to save, because in the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil.
Mm.
We're going to be very intentional to follow scriptural financial principles, regardless if a banker sits on the church board.
I love it, Dave. That is so helpful. You know, we're about to wrap up our conversation with Dave Ramsey here. And my friend, I want to ask you, Dave, one last question that I really think is so important. Because you have an extremely busy schedule. You have so many demands. I'm so humbled that you would even give me this time today for this podcast. But I'm not
missing Ronnie Floyd's podcast. I got the chance to be here. I'm here, dude.
Hey, well, thank you. You're kind. But let me ask you, how do you, Dave Ramsey, stay so fresh and so current? So many leaders, man, they wear out. They get weary. And then if they're not careful, they become irrelevant in the midst of the battle. How do you stay current, and how do you remain relevant and fresh as a leader?
Well, it probably starts at home. My wife is not real impressed with Dave Ramsey. And so she's not all enamored with the fact that there's Dave Ramsey in her house. And so we just start right there, Proverbs 31, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. And so I don't mean she's abusive. I don't mean any of that. I just mean she's just real and just goes, look, you ain't Jesus. You don't need to be acting that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, she calls me on stuff, and I call her on stuff. So it's you know, we've been married 34 years. She said we have 27 good years of marriage. So, but the, you know, so it starts there on the back porch in the mornings, and we're sitting there talking, and we're checking our emails, and we're praying, and we're discussing our schedules, and talking about what's happening, you know, at the office, or what's happening with the grandbabies, or whatever. And, you know, you just keep your life set around the things that are real and important. And so prayer and, you know, family and spouse. And I don't tend to surround myself with people who are yes people. I kind of wish I did. Some days it'd be easier.
Yeah, but, that's right. No question.
But the people around here are just pretty much, they're kind of like me. They just go, I just came out of a meeting a few minutes ago. One of my operating board members goes, look, we're going through, you really want to do that idea? And it's just a bad idea. We don't need to do that. You know, just call me on it, you know? So you put people around you that'll keep you fresh, whether it's spouses and your team and so forth. And I read like a maniac. And a lot of times I read something, I'm reading a book about whatever, has nothing to do with leadership or business organizational structure. But it's funny how the parts of your brain are stimulated that cause you to be creative in your leadership style, and it keeps you humble and centered back to you're not the center of the universe, doesn't run through you, even though sometimes you think it does.
That's right.
And you know, but just reading a book keeps that part of your brain activated. That watching a movie for the 16th time that I've already seen on HBO again does not do. I don't spend a lot of time watching the news. I think what my friend Zig Ziglar used to say is probably right. He said, you know, I read the Bible and the newspaper every morning so I can tell what both sides are doing.
Well, Dave Ramsey, thank you so much for being on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership today. And to all of our listeners, would you please take a couple of minutes to go on iTunes and subscribe to my podcast weekly, as well as review and rate this week's podcast with Dave Ramsey. And I want to encourage you to also go on Dave Ramsey's website, DaveRamsey.com. There's so many things that will help you and encourage you. And I really hope that you have been blessed today. You know, I really deeply believe that people change the world. And if you will do what Dave has stated on this podcast, you will be in a position to change your world. That's right. And that's why I want you this week to determine right now, I am going to change my world.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.